Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Many people in Northeast Louisiana are familiar with the legend of a buried silver bell in the Tensaw Swamp by the antebellum plantation owner Norman Frisbee. Yet there is another treasure story from 600 miles away with convoluted connections to this same spectacular wetland forest in Madison and Tensaw parishes. As is often the case in such tales, anecdotal evidence is bountiful, but hard facts are slippery as fish eels. It begins when an ambitious Yankee proposed to enter the shipping business there, and in 1847, along with his wife and children, he departed their home in New York on his personal schooner. They rounded the tip of Florida into the Gulf of Mexico and set sail for the lower Texas coast. There, disaster awaited them in the form of a tropical tempest and notorious shoals known by mariners as the Devil's Elbow. Shipwrecked but alive, they struggled ashore and found themselves the sole human occupants of Lower Padre Island. As it turns out, the infamous shoals had been collecting ships since at least the 16th century, when a number of treasure-laden Spanish galleons met a similar fate and scattered their treasure along the deserted beaches. The castaways built a house out of salvaged timbers and gleaned sustenance from the abundant fish and wildlife of the virgin country. In time, they prospered by raising large herds of livestock. They are also known to have salvaged gold, coins, jewels, and other valuables from the old shipwrecks. The fact that he was a Yankee with Northern sympathies reversed his fortune with the outbreak of the Civil War. Driven off the island by Confederates, his son later reported that before leaving, they buried $80,000, the equivalent of $2.5 million today, in gold coins in the shifting dunes. After the war, the family made several efforts to recover the treasure, but it apparently vanished in the transient sands. So here's the roundabout connection to the Tensaw Swamp. The Yankee's name was John V. Singer. His brother was Isaac Merritt Singer, who, with the financial backing of John, developed the sewing machine of Singer fame and started the Global Singer Company. The company later purchased thousands of acres in the Tensaw Swamp. It was called the Singer Tract, in order to harvest the giant sweet gum trees to be used in the construction of sewing machine cabinets. The Singer Tract eventually became part of the Tensaw River National Wildlife Refuge, a treasure that belongs to us all.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.